Barbara Jordan grew up in the historically black Fifth Ward of Houston, Texas. She attended segregated public schools and an all-black college, where she graduated magna cum laude. She was first elected to the Texas legislature in 1966 and, from 1973 to 1979, served in the U.S. House of Representatives, the first black woman from a southern state to do so. A gifted speaker, in 1974, she made an influential televised speech before the House Judiciary Committee supporting the impeachment of President Richard Nixon. She also became the first African-American woman to deliver the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention, a speech that was ranked fifth in top 100 American speeches of the 20th century, and was considered by many historians to have been the best convention keynote speech in modern history. Suffering from multiple sclerosis, Jordan retired from politics in 1979 and became an adjunct professor teaching ethics at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks to the strength of her oratory, she had earned a lasting reputation as a powerful force in American politics, and in 1990 was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame as one of the most influential women of the 20th century. In 1992, she was again the keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention, at which she nominated President Bill Clinton. In 1994, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Her health in decline, Barbara Jordan died on January 17, 1996. She was survived by her companion of 30 years, Nancy Earle, a relationship about which Jordan had remained circumspect to all but her closest associates during most of her career. On April 24, 2009, a statue was dedicated in her memory at the University of Texas.